Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I know a lot of the outside stuff you're not paying attention to, but before the game last week, Robert Saleh said that you would be a household name by the end of the year. I'm curious just what it means to you to have a highly respected defensive coordinator say something like that about a guy he's about to play against.
Yeah, I mean, that means a lot. You know, you want the respect of your peers, and obviously one of the top guys in our league when it comes to, you know, he was a head coach, obviously a great D coordinator, so to have that respect and you know, before the game and then after, even more, getting to speak with him after and the players on that side, it's a cool feeling. You know, makes you want to keep working hard and, you know, keep gaining that respect.
What was that conversation like after the game? Now, I know you can't go into detail about what you talked about, but what was it like for you?
Yeah, you know, similar to what he said, and, you know, it was a good convo, really good convo, and respect him a lot.
Why do you think you've been so successful at avoiding turnovers so far?
I think just a little more experience. You know, I love how we coach. You were very detailed on, you know, I give credit to Scott. You know, he's very detailed all the time. And, hey, if it's not there, get it down. You know, because we got guys like AK and, you know, other guys that can, you dump it down at a yard, he'll get eight. So things like that, I think keeping that in the back of your mind and just trying to reset my focus each and every play. I mean, you're going to have turnovers at some point. It's going to happen. You know, and you don't want to be scared of those. But at the same time, you want to, you know, give your team a chance and try to protect the ball.
How hard is that, knowing that, like, you do have the arm and you could take a shot, but maybe checking it down or kind of taking what they give you or is it not hard?
You know, I think it's easier said than done, you know, because I think early in last game I was aggressive coming out and, you know, I think we hit our first completion over the top to Shahid, and then you kind of start almost like feeling it a little bit, and I try to fit one into Alave on the sideline. That was probably a little risky, but after that, you know, Nussmeier did a great job saying, hey, just – take what's there. Take what they give you. We're going to move the chains, and that's what we did after that and kind of got settled in after that. But you want to play aggressive, and Kellen says three-pointers and layups. Three-pointers there, take it. If not, get your layup.
Seattle has four interceptions. Their defense does in two games. What have you noticed about them that's allowed them to be so good in that area so far?
Yeah, I mean, obviously really good coach, great players on that side of the ball. You know, their corners are very long, athletic guys, very tall. They make plays on the ball. So we're going to have to, you know, work our matchups and execute our plays well. I know that, you know, we say that over and over, but that's what it comes down to, is executing your plays, every play you can, and, you know, try to, you know, protect the ball, obviously, and move those chains and not let them tee off on third down or get opportunities to make plays on the ball.
You just said three-pointers and layups. What is the NFL equivalent of a mid-range jump shot?
Mid-range, probably like a slant or like a little 10-yard basic. You know, that's probably a mid-range. You know, you got your layups, your floaters on the outside if they give them to you. And then, obviously, you guys know the three-pointers, if they're there. You know, you want to hit those because those can change the game.
Is that helpful visual just in that sense, like as you're trying to kind of figure this out?
I mean, I'm not back there thinking, hey, you know, three-pointers, layups, but you know, it's conscious. You know, it's in my head. Hey, if it's there, take it. If not, just get it down. You know, and I think just reps of that. Tightening it up early in the week, like today, we got so much stuff to tighten up, myself personally and all of us. It's early in the week, and you know, we're going to clean all that up and get all that down to a T, and then keep building throughout the week.
Slants are like inefficient in terms of kind of like the way mid range is. Like some guys in the NBA, like, you know, Kevin Durant's a great mid range shooter.
Mid range, yeah, slant, basic, probably anything 10 yards or less, right? 12 yards or less, I would say. Kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. When you talk about things to clean up, was there one in that game that you wish you could have back? Like when you look at the game tape, is there one play that, like, afterwards you're kicking yourself for?
Oh yeah, I mean, the first drive, the throw to Olave on the, you know, post, just a little off. You know, just put it a little more out there, let him make the play, and you know, that probably changes the game right there. It gives us some good momentum. So if we were walking down the field the first drive, we got to capitalize and finish, you know. So I would say that play right there.
And then last year, that starts once where you're kind of throwing to a spot, because you're throwing it before he's out of the break, right?
Yep.
So you throw. So is that like a calibration thing, just that grows over time?
Yes, I mean, you know, repping it throughout the week, probably got to get more reps on it and, you know, put that on me. Hey, let me get two, three extra reps after practice with him, you know, on things we need to be tighter on. And that'll show up in the game, so definitely – anything we got dialed up that wise, we're gonna work it throughout the week and hopefully hit those in the game. But you know, you're not gonna be perfect, but you do want that shot.
On the other side of that, when the one to Juwana, which obviously there wasn't a lot of wiggle room on that one, does hitting one like that give you more confidence once you hit that in taking those kind of chances and trying to hit the little windows?
Yep, it does. You know, I think as a quarterback, once you get in that end zone, get a nice pass going, get a big play going, your team feeds off it, and you bring, I mean, you still have energy, but it's just heightened even more. You know, you want to get in there again, and you want to execute at a high level, and you want to get another play like that. So gets the guys going, gets the team going, and obviously you want to hit those a lot.
Do you feel what that would meant to Juwan? Because, you know, the week before, from not quite coming down with it, you could tell, you know, what it meant to him that he wasn't able to get that one. Could you tell what it meant to him?
You know, he's very level-headed. You know, I think if he's not going to beat himself up, and he's not going to get too high, too low. That's what I like about him and all our guys. You know, we make a play, hey, let's make another one after that. So I think that was our first touchdown together, and you know, it's always cool to, you know, have those moments with your guys, and he made a great play, and obviously that's probably going to boost his confidence as well going throughout the game and further weeks. I think, you know, not being like 6'5", 6'6", you know, a little better vision. And then I think just with this system, with all the RPOs and all the different things we could do, you know, we go, you know, both under center as well. But I think the league is a heavy shotgun league, and obviously you got your teams and systems that do a lot of under as well.
Did it take you a minute to adjust, like, stylistically, like, this offense versus last year's offense, but complete kind of opposites? What was it like just kind of learning it for the first time and seeing the differences and finding all that out?
Yeah, you know, very comfortable in the gun. Did it all my college career pretty much, so wasn't a big change at all. But, yeah, systems are different, but I think, you know, they help with each other. You know, you learn one, you learn another, you just keep building.
What did you hear about the stadium? It's very loud, obviously, communication on offense. What did you hear about just playing in the stadium?
Yeah, I obviously know it's one of the loudest stadiums in the league. You know, what a opportunity, what a challenge for us to go in there and try to get our first win of the year. Obviously, it's going to be really loud. We got to be poised in the noise. That's our message this week, and be great with our communication, getting in and out the huddle, and you know, just trying to focus in on our job, even with all the extra stuff going on.
I think Juwan mentioned after the game that he appreciated, you know, he had the drops early on, but you know, you're not the type of quarterback that's going to be like, okay, well, I can't throw it him again. You're going to kind of continue. Is that something that you do intentionally, or is that just, hey, this is my guy, I got to keep getting the ball? Like, where is your mindset in that department?
I will keep throwing at him. It, you know, it doesn't matter. Those guys are going to make – they're going to make mistakes. They're going to drop the ball. I'm going to miss a pass. We're going to miss a block. It's part of the ball. So you got to keep giving them opportunities when they got the chance. And I think a perfect opportunity was that ball in the end zone where he caught that play. And just like that, you know, that gets us back on track, gets his confidence going, gets all of our confidence going. So we all got belief in one another and, you know, keep working together, keep making plays together.
You had maybe friends or family show you the clip. And I know – you may say that's what people would do in any situation, but it may not be. When you went over to the sideline and in Eric and them came over and kind of protecting their quarterback, so to say. Did that mean something to you, to show that maybe, you know, what I'm doing is resonating with the veteran players and these guys, that they kind of came over and had my back?
Yeah, there's nothing better to feel or see than that. You know, when you're you know, all your big boys up front, everybody on the offensive side of the ball comes over there and, you know, stands on business a little bit, you know. That means a lot, obviously, to me. And then just our group, we're super close, and, you know, we don't play about each other. So stuff like that will happen. It's good to bring that juice, bring that swagger, that toughness, and, you know, we got a good group.
Last year, you know, having that system with Clint Kubiak, what do you remember about it, and, you know, how unique is it to face off against him Sunday, you know, you're not on defense, obviously?
Yeah, obviously, you know, a lot of big personnel, a lot of play action, you know, across the middle of the field, you know, deep crossers, throws, and, you know, he's got a good system. You know, I like Clint a lot, and he's going to give us a challenge. So I know defensively we'll dial it in and, you know, play hard against him.
System, like, how does it serve in terms of, like, throwing hot, in terms of unblocked pressures? Like, last year it seemed like, you know, sometimes you guys will intentionally have, like, a free rusher to get to the hot. Like, how does it kind of work with this one? Is it better suited for not allowing hot to get?
I mean, yeah, each system you're going to treat hots differently. Last year, obviously, a lot different than this year. You know, don't want to go in too much depth about how we handle hots and stuff like that, but got a lot of different options. I think something I've seen this year is the ball's coming out quicker, and it's a clear vision on, hey, where can we go with the ball versus this pressure? Obviously, our sack numbers are a lot down, I think, from last year, so that's a positive. We're heading in the right direction there, and still got a lot of room to improve.
On that third down where you ran for 9 or 10 up the middle, did you kind of know that you're going to have to put a shoulder down to get to the line? And what kind of goes through your head when you break free out of that? Like, did that surprise you at all?
It did surprise me. You know, you think you're going to go down there and we're kicking a field goal, but just that extra effort to get a few more yards. And, you know, I think we scored on that drive. You know, sometimes you need plays like that to get the game going. And I think we were kind of, we needed a spark. So, you know, just putting it on the line for my guys. And yeah, we just made a play at that time and then finished well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+.
or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.